We want to talk about the American Lung Association's fight for air ride. Our guest is Mike Teleski. He is the Vice President of Sales for United Healthcare and Chair of the American Lung Association's Local Leadership Board. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So this is it. It's going on. Tell me about the fight for air ride and lots of stuff going on across the city. What's different about this one?
Oh, absolutely. And again, thanks for the opportunity to talk a little bit about the fight for air ride. So I guess we would start by saying it does take place October 1st through 3rd. And the event does benefit the Lung Association and our work towards ending COVID-19 through both research and education about vaccinations, in addition to all the other great work that we do to help people breathe easier every day. It's unique in and of itself. It's a three-day ride. Most rides are single-day rides. This is approximately 50 miles a day through beautiful northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. But the real kicker is that you get to stay at the Abbey Resort in Lake Geneva each night of the ride. And that's amazing because there are other multi-day rides, but you typically camp out in a tent. And personally, I prefer a resort over over a tent. And I would also mention, important to keep in mind, the ride is for all levels of cyclists. It's an all-inclusive, fully supported route, including SAG vehicles. There's medical volunteers on the route. There's bike mechanics on hand. There's luggage transportation and rest stops. So it's completely, everything's done for you. All you have to do is enjoy the beautiful ride, and then each night, cyclists are invited to attend social events that are hosted by the Lung Association to both network and mingle with other cyclists safely, of course.
How cool is that? You know, you mentioned the resort versus the tent. I couldn't agree more. I tried the whole tent thing this summer. My family went out to the all the national parks. We tried to hit as many as we could. And I'll tell you, the tent thing, I'm fine with it. I love the outdoors, Mike. I just need a bathroom. Is that wrong? The resort thing sounds so much better to me for this big bike ride. So it's really cool you're doing it.
Nothing wrong with glamping, right?
Right, nothing wrong with that. You mentioned COVID, and obviously that's top of mind for any event. A lot of folks wonder what kinds of precautions you're taking and how you make it safe for everybody. What can you tell us?
That's a great question, Anna. And first and foremost, the Lung Association will follow and does follow all CDC guidelines and recommendations. As you're well aware, guidelines can change one way or the other from time to time as things are progressing, so the Lung Association will follow any guidelines that are put forth at the time of the event in October. And in addition, the Lung Association will take extra precautions. And just as an example, we'll be adjusting our meals to include social distancing and additional health and safety service protocols, wearing masks when appropriate, and ensuring that all participants are either in their own rooms or sharing a room with a member of their family or pod during the event.
All right. Where can people go if they want to find more information? What do you do?
Yeah, for more information, go to fightforairridechicago.org. You can create your own team, or you can join a team like WGN or United Healthcare. We both have some teams and would love to welcome you onto those teams if anyone's interested.
Is Dave Ennett on the team? Because he's like the healthiest guy at the station. Or maybe Mary.
Not yet. We're working on it.
Work on them both. They need to be part. Mary, are you doing it yet?
I am always out of town Labor Day weekend. I wish it would change to a different weekend. It bothers me because I really would love
Isn't it October this year?
Yeah, we could fix that.
Oh.
This is October this year. That's it.
I thought it was Labor Day.
Maybe usually it is, but this year is October 1st to 3rd.
Yeah,
all right.
October 1st to 3rd. That's right. I think and bike to drive is a great way to practice and train for this.
Okay.
That's coming up before the ride.
Put Mary
That's
in the
what
lead.
I'm thinking of, bike to drive. Sorry. But they're both great causes.
So we sign her up. She's going to be our Lance Armstrong, and I'll be drafting off of her somewhere along the way. Mike, thank you for the time today. Fightforairride.org, right?
Fightforairridechicago.org.
Oh, Chicago.org. Thank you so much, Mike. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks
for
telling
us
about it.
You too. Thank you.
That's Mike Teleski. He is with the Fight for Air Ride, fightforairridechicago.org.